Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. There's a new song out, it's on the country stations, but I wouldn't call it a country song, but it's a party like we're on vacation. Well, yesterday we were talking about being angry and being mad, and I hope you are. But these two political parties have been on a vacation on your dollars for a very, very long time. And watching this political arena with the current presidential race, it's very revealing to the intent of these career politicians. Their greed, their lack of respect, their lack of love and honor for your founding fathers, for our founding fathers, for our Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Lack of respect for you. Lack of respect for your tax dollars. For your life, your livelihoods. For years now, they've said, meaning the Republicans, they call themselves conservatives, that we can't have Hillary Clinton in the White House. But because they reject the people's choice, now it wasn't everyone, it was a majority of the nominee Donald Trump for the Republican Party, they are in their silence supporting Hillary Clinton. Normally I'd say there really is no difference. I haven't been happy with the choices we've had for president elections for quite some time, through the last many elections. We the people have an obligation. We the people have shirked that obligation. And we the people have allowed the stupidity, the greed, the arrogance of these politicians, these two parties, to dictate over us. We the people are the ones who need to put an end to it, because we the people, as this nation was established, are the rulers. So why do we quake when they come out with a new legislation? Yesterday I talked about, I'm mad, I'm not going to take it anymore. Did you shout that? Are you mad? And what exactly is it that you or I are not going to take anymore? It's easy to get angry, but it serves no purpose if we don't take action. And I'm speaking to me as well as to you. Each month, I wonder if I'm going to be here. Each month, it's that critical. But I want to start a campaign of new ads until I get them sold, people. A series of anti-Hillary ads. Just anti-Hillary ads. A series of words from our founding fathers. The wisdom that they had for us. We need to remember their words. These ads, I hope, will encourage and educate. Support me in this effort if you can. Even if you are a Trump hater, don't give this nation away to the hierarchy of the Clintons and the elite politicians in these two parties. I'm as angry at the Republican Party as I am at the Democratic Party. These two parties have a monopoly, and they're running our nation. Trump has exposed this. If he's done nothing else, at least he's exposed this, and he's about to become a huge victim of it. But you're the ones who will be left holding the Hillary baggage. In that baggage is destruction of the Constitution, as if it's not already destroyed enough, the ending of the Second Amendment, liberal Supreme Court judges, the last of family values. There will be no more truth. There's no truth in Hillary. There will be no more life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, private property, or prosperity. Trump might be rich, but he's not a stuffed shirt. He eats fast food. I got really tickled at the picture of him with the bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the commentators that were watching this look at this picture, they were trying to figure out what was his statement, and then dawned on him, oh, Colonel Sanders. But his daughter had said a long time ago she wished Dad would quit eating the fast food. So he eats fast food. He hangs out on his job sites. I bet he's not done much of that in the last year. Hanging out at job sites, I mean. He may not be the stuffed shirt rich guy, but he's still not you and he's still not me. But I do think in his own way, and I have to kind of chuckle at this, I really do believe in his own strange way, he's humbled by the crowds of people. Electing a non-party guy, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, and you may make me eat my words if I'm still around, but I think it's the only way to break this monopoly up. Even if it's a slim chance to bring change, and I hate that word change. They use it so much. So let's say back the truck. Back up the truck. We need to back up the truck. We need to step away from the edge of the cliff. America is on the edge of a cliff. It's exactly where we are. And one step forward, you know, the history of Hillary, is not progress for America, but liberal progression, which leads to destruction, enslavement, and poverty. Those of you who listen and have always been registered Democrats, I'm sorry for what has happened to your party. Those of you out there who are listening and who are and always have been registered Republicans, you need to stop and listen and look. Your party has been stolen just as the Democrat Party has been. We're both, all the people are in this boat together. Be not a loyalist to either of these parties. Be a loyalist to freedom. Put God first. For only he gives liberty. It is he who created all men equal, not the socialist feel-gooders. Only God can heal our land, and he will, but only if we obey. The party who booed God just not so long ago now claims love for all mankind, and this is the same party that believes in killing the unborn and having you pay for it. This is the party that will tax you out of your house and your home. You will not be allowed to give your tax, your inheritance to your children because that belongs to the government. You didn't build this by yourself. This is the same party that will take everything you have and then promise you a government program entitlements to take care of you. And the Republican Party is really no different. They just pretend to be, which might be even worse. So as I say, we need to turn to God. I'm going to go back to that scripture. It's been a long time since I have shared it. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Can we do that as a people? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. See KSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4. Not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I want to finish my opening statement here before I go to the phones. I quoted to you, read to you the scripture of 1 Chronicles 7:14. And I encouraged you yesterday to get angry. You know, it's okay to get angry. It's okay to have a righteous anger. But if it has no purpose, then it's worthless. So give it a purpose. Give your anger a purpose. Just to stick your head out the window or out the door and say, I'm mad and I'm not going to take it anymore, isn't going to do any good. Take on a cause. Fight for liberty. Stand for God. And never, ever be ashamed. It is our right. It is our duty to stop these parties. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your right, it is their duty, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I believe there are certain people in this political arena today who are afraid of these words. They are afraid of you. They're not afraid of Trump. They're afraid of your neighbor. They're afraid your families. They're afraid your friends. They're afraid that we will come together in agreement over this Declaration of Independence. On this particular issue of liberty, and throw them off. So I think it's time we stopped their partying and sent them, are you ready for this, on a permanent vacation. We're going to go to the callers. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, man. Yeah, that makes a good house plan there. We can change our way there and farmlands and turn back to God. But once political people get in office, they just go do whatever they want to do and that back to it.
They've got it planned. It's a career.
I just wanted to talk about Iran. I'm confused on how we're supposed to fight these terrorists. I thought we were supposed to blow their own fields up and take their money and put them out of commission.
No, we pay them.
This is crazy. We're sitting there paying Iran $400 million, and they're the highest terrorists.
You know, I don't know what you're thinking there. You can't possibly think we were paying them off for anything.
Well, we're kind of like paying the terrorist attack, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, $1 million in interest and $400 million payment.
Well, I don't want to be attacked, but yes, we. This is absolutely craziness. And
I know, we're supposed to be taking your money to put them out of commission.
Now, I am curious, and some of the others, even Hillary. You know, I'm not in agreement with her, but I am curious as to why this was told back in January, but I guess maybe all of it wasn't told. Now the truth behind, between the lines, is coming out. But we should have been upset about this in January.
Yeah, and it's too close for them four soldiers that was released. It just seems awful fishy.
It does seem awful fishy. And the fact that they were in an unmarked plane going in at night, early wee's morning, and it's incognito. It smells to high heaven. It certainly does. I appreciate your support, Larry. Thank you so much for calling in. This is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, Hillary says that the pallets of cash to Iran was not a tit for tat. And of course, we know she always tells the truth. So we're going to believe everything Hillary Clinton says. It was not a tit-for-tat, and she was told that it wasn't, so therefore it wasn't. Basically, that's what she says here. So far as I know, it had nothing to do with any kind of hostage swap or any other tit-for-tat. It was something that intended, as I'm told, to pay back Iran for contracts that were canceled when the Shah fell. And we're going to believe that. You know, I really don't care what it was. I do care. Don't take me wrong. But why are we sending the enemy $400 million, even for broken contracts? And somebody was upset. I've got some liberals following the show around. I wish you'd come over there and help me out. We've got some following the show page around on Facebook saying that it wasn't our money anyway that we gave. I'm not sure how they come to that conclusion. And then they were going off on Trump because he said, why can't we have nukes? You know, my daddy said a long, long time ago when they start screaming about these nuclear weapons that, you know, it was America that used one. And when Obama took office the first time around, he had a promise that he was going to get rid of all of ours. I saw one of the retired military on TV late last night saying, you know, they were talking about in the Democrat convention how horrible it was that Trump and any Republicans were speaking down about our military. We weren't speaking down about the military. We were speaking down about all the cuts and how they're having to use used equipment and go to the graveyards and get pieces and parts. And I can't remember the particulars, but he was saying that Russia's way ahead of us right now. This is what Obama wanted. To weaken the military. And now he's paying, for whatever reason, $400 million to an enemy that has been very open about their disgust and hate for us. This is the same enemy. This is the same administration that refuses to call the enemy, that refuses to say, yeah, they declared war on us. We're in war. Do you really want to believe what they're saying about this $400 million? And, you know, is Trump really wrong? Why can't we have nukes? That doesn't mean you're going to use them, but you need to have them. Because as hard as the liberal progressives want us to believe that this is a nice little world where we can all sing the Coke song in harmony, it is not. It is not. We are people that have evil within us. All of us do. That's why we have laws. But this administration refuses to obey the law. I have a little something here while I'm waiting for your calls at 877-895-5410. This says it's a Letterman's top 10 reasons to vote Democrat, which I found kind of strange. But number 10, we won't get through all of these, so this is going to be kind of throughout the show. Number 10, the top reason, the number 10 reason to vote Democrat. I vote Democrat because I love the fact that I can now marry whatever I want. I decided to marry my German Shepherd. Number 9, I vote Democrat because I believe oil companies' profits of 4% on a gallon of gas are obscene, but the government taxing the same gasoline 15% isn't. Well, that gives you something to think about. Number 8, I vote Democrat because I believe the government will do a better job of spending the money I earn than I would. Number 7, I vote Democrat because freedom of speech is fine as long as nobody's offended by it. And number 6, I vote Democrat because I'm way too irresponsible to own a gun, and I know that my local police are all I need to protect me from murderers and thieves. I am also thankful that I have a 911 service that gets police to your home, my home, in order to identify my body, your body, after a home invasion. Number 5, I vote Democrat because I'm not concerned about millions of babies being aborted so long as we keep all death row inmates alive and comfy. We'll do the rest of them when we come back from a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday. There's been a lot going on. I know you've got opinions at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have another article. Welfare is the new work. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. I know you've got opinions at 877-895-5410. We would talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I was reading to you the Letterman's top 10 reasons to vote Democrat, and we were on number 4. I vote Democrat because I think illegal aliens have a right to free health care, education, and Social Security benefits, and we should take away Social Security from those who paid into it. Now, I want you to stop and think about all these. They're said in tongue-in-cheek, but it is true. This is what they stand for. Maybe not all of you registered Democrats stand for this, but the party does. And let me make this very clear. Paul Ryan stands for immigration. These elite Republicans stand for big government, and that's what this is. The bigger the government, the more they're going to promise you, but they can't give you anything until they take it away. But they're willing to give what you have to someone who's not a citizen of this nation. They don't have the same rights as you under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights. Number 3, I vote Democrat because I believe the businesses should not be allowed to make profits for themselves. They need to break even and give the rest away to the government for redistribution as the government, as the Democrat Party sees fit. Think about that. Hillary got up and complained about gun manufacturers. Well, they're just making a profit. This is the same woman that charges $225,000 to colleges and universities to speak. And then complains because your children have to pay too much for college. And that shouldn't be. Number two. I vote Democrat because I believe liberal judges need to rewrite the Constitution every few days to suit fringe kooks who would never get their agendas past the voters. And number one, and the number one reason I vote Democrat is because I think it's better to pay billions of dollars for oil to people who hate us but not drill our own because it might upset some endangered beetle, gopher, or fish here in America. We don't care about the beetles, the gophers, or the fish in those other countries. And we're going to go to the phones. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind,
Hello,
sir?
Oh, would you let me ramble just a little bit as with the election things, the news
okay.
going on? It behooves everyone to just read the training these people have. And when you go to the Hillary and stuff, when you go to the training for Rules for Radicals, it's a book, it's a layout.
I've got it right here.
They do good, and they don't swerve from that plan. They're disciples of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you stick to the discipleship of that devil worshiper, that wrote it and so forth. And the other interesting things that go on, you have the thing with the money issue with what was paid here and there.
Mm-hmm.
We have, if you could look back in history to Vietnam, that's the one issue that the North Vietnamese settled for at the end of the war so those people could go back, and then we reneged on that. That's fact. That's happened before. There's breaking news yesterday, too. It's just I can't hold back mentioning Rick Wiles. He played the first time ever from National Archives, a man researched with John McCain's propaganda. He spoke for the North Vietnamese that came in to us in the bush through what we knew as Hanoi Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is I wouldn't want to be in his stress in a POW situation. It was bad enough. But his reaction to all veterans after the war has been the most atrocious thing on record. He runs down the halls from people that approach him about the issues that veterans need taken care of.
You know, John McCain, when he was campaigning here an election back, and that was when Joe the Plumber got very popular. And
yeah.
Joe the Plumber was on the air with me, and he said he was traveling. They wanted him to travel with John McCain, so he did. And he asked John McCain, how long have you been a public servant? And John McCain was offended. I'm not a servant to anyone. Really?
That's
arrogance, and that's how they serve. He has not been a hero as a senator.
That's the thing. He wasn't a hero as a pilot. He wasn't a hero because his father ran the whole theater of operations for Vietnam during the his time as the admiral.
Well, he was a captive. He was, you know, he was taken prisoner, and I wouldn't want to ever be in those shoes
I will never. I will never address that.
I can address what he's done in the political arena, and he's not been a hero there. I appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you so much.
We need support for people that are running against him down there in Arizona.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. He declared war against Tea Party down there last time. So, yeah.
He's been atrocious to veterans.
He has.
Bob Garwood.
He speaks the speak, but he doesn't. He talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. I'm going to let you go, Kevin. I'm having a little trouble with your phone. It's kind of cutting out. Now, Kevin mentioned, and I read this, and he must not have heard, and I've brought it to you several times, and I actually got it out before I even took his phone call because I wanted to bring it to you again today. Hillary Clinton and Ben Carson mentioned this during the Republican convention, and he kind of got a little trouble over it because there's an accolade at the back of this book, Radicals, Rules for Radicals, that gives tribute to Lucifer. Yes, it does. I read that to you, too. I don't have that particular tribute in front of me. What I have are the 8 points, the 8 stages of what they need to do to make a complete socialistic state. Hillary is a socialist, more so probably than even Bernie Sanders. And this is what she wrote her college thesis on. Was the rules for radicals. And the 8 points, if you watch what's going on in this political arena, both on the Democrat side and the Republican side, but Hillary stands on these. You'll hear her speak and preach this constantly. But you need to look at what is actually happening in our nation to understand that many of these elected officials in both parties are following this. Socialists want big government. Socialists want the people under control. Number one is to control the health care. If you control health care, you control the people. I have said from day one, a national health care program is unconstitutional. It's a wrong thing for America. If they want to find out, if they really want to help the health care costs, don't force people to buy insurance. Find out why it costs so much to get a pill, why it costs so much to have certain procedures. Number two is poverty. Increase the poverty level. As high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. Entitlements. Right? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was reading to you the 8 points, the 8 things they're supposed to follow in order to have a socialistic state, and we will get back to that, but I have a caller, and he wants to kind of go back to the caller previously with Kevin from Ohio. We have Paul from West Virginia. Paul, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you, Beth Ann. I just wanted to first off say you've done a great job since inheriting the show, and I'm a farmer, too, so I really appreciate all you do.
Thank you. I could not replace the shoes. I could not, anyway, fit in those shoes, but thank you.
You are best.
Thank you.
That's all you can do. I'm a combat wounded vet, Army.
Well,
unfortunately, I was in Central America overseeing the importation of drugs in the 80s, so it opened my eyes, though. Last night, I heard a recording on the shortwave, and it was John McCain. It was found in our National Archives, and when he was in custody in Vietnam, he broke the Uniform Code of Military Justice. He made radio broadcasts apologizing for crimes against the North Korean people, said that he was killing innocent civilians and children in the cities, that they were giving him excellent medical care, and they were being so kind to him. Now, this recording, lots of GIs had heard it, been broadcast into the jungles, just like Tokyo Rose did in the Second World War, but nobody could prove it. Well, somebody found in the National Archives a recording that was made during monitoring of overseas radio broadcasts during that time. And it was him. He gave his identification number, his rank, birth date, all that. You could tell it was his voice. And, you know, lots of people I knew, the old-timers, had said they knew people that said he was a traitor and had rolled over because of his admiral father and such. This should mean that he is not, you know, he should not be in U.S. office. He should not be able to hold office. He came right out and said that he was committing war crimes, that we were committing war crimes. I understand people breaking, he is not a war hero. If a laundry assistant was going out back to get drunk or something and got grabbed by the enemy and they survived 6 years in captivity and then got let loose and had made some statements against their country, I don't think anybody would be wanting to call him a hero. He is an illusion. He was created after he came back from Nam. There's no accident. There was a picture of him shaking.
Very interesting.
Got standing water on it.
Okay. I'm not sure what that was there. Okay. Very interesting. Well, we know we've heard that for years. judging from what he has done as he's been in office, John McCain, Arizona needs to bring him down. He went against Arizona when they tried to fight the immigration that's coming in down there, and it's bad. It's very bad. Going back to what we have here with the 8 points, because we're just about out of time. This is the fastest hour of the day. But number three is the debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way, you're able to increase taxes, and this will produce even more poverty. They keep screaming about taxes. Republicans don't say it as loud, but they're talking to Trump hasn't been. But your senators and your representatives, they talk taxes. Hillary made a faux pas, they think, because she screamed about how she was going to raise taxes on the middle class. Gun ownership, gun control, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. Able to create a police state. Now look at what's going on in our law enforcement and what's going on with Black Lives Matter. What's going on with the dissension across this nation? And we can see that they're trying to put a, they want you to not trust your local police officers. Now, not everybody is trustworthy in every occupation, but as a whole, they want to replace it with theirs. And that is concerning, and it should be. Now, the next one is welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Now, the welfare article that I was going to share with you says welfare is the new work. And in the very first paragraph, it says the two recent news stories highlight how pernicious the welfare state has become in America today. The first was an announcement by the feds that food stamps can be used to have groceries delivered right to a recipient's door. Service with a smile. The Obama administration says it's too much of a hardship for those on welfare to actually travel to the grocery store. What's next? Cooking the meal for them? The only, you know, it's just, it goes on and on and on. Now, there might be some who really are incapacitated and need to have their groceries delivered. We have a caller from Jesse in Missouri. Jesse, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Real quick, we're about out of time.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay,
Beth,
the only thing I had to say was I haven't heard the documentation the other gentleman was talking about as far as John McCain being a traitor, and I am absolutely no John McCain fan.
Gotcha.
But I do consider him a war hero, and I'm a Vietnam vet, but I've never been a POW. Once you get into those torture camps, you're liable to say anything to get the torture to stop.
You know, my father-in-law was in, he was a POW in World War II. And
okay.
They don't treat you very good.
No, they don't.
They
so,
don't treat you very
you know,
good.
I do not believe that John McCain is a hero of veterans, but I'm not, you know, if you were in a POW camp, you might just say anything.
You might.
You might sign anything just to keep the...
None of us can tell what we would do if we were in that same situation. I understand.
We all have
saying.
A breaking point.
We do. I appreciate that, Jesse.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
I agree. Okay, thank you
and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, in that welfare state, more and more people are on welfare now than ever before. It just keeps increasing. Education. Take control of what people read and what they listen to. Take control of what the children learn in school. Religion, remove the belief in the God from the government and the schools. Class warfare. How many times does Hillary scream about the evil rich? Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent. And it will be easier to take tax the wealthy with support of the poor. Does this sound familiar to any of her speeches, people? It's time the party ended, and we send certain people on permanent vacations. Hillary needs to be out of the political arena altogether, completely. I don't want you to calm down. I want you to stay angry. I want you to be mad. And I want you to say, I'm mad and I'm not going to take it anymore. We need to put these parties down and we need to bring back the republic. We need to bring back independence. We need to bring back liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. We need for all of us to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.